you're here. Fellowship, sweeter, knowing you're near. So good to see you. I hope that it's fair.
Everyone loves you. Reading from Psalm 91, and I'll begin with verse 1, and I'm going to have our special guest read some of this with me today. So I'll formally introduce her in just a moment. But Psalm 91, "He who dwells in the shelter of the Most High will rest in the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress, my God in whom I serve. Surely He will save you from the fowler's snare and from the deadly pestilence. He will cover you with His feathers, and under His wings you will find refuge. His faithfulness will be your shield and rampart. You will not fear the terror of night, nor the arrow that flies by day, nor the pestilence that stalks in the darkness, nor the plague that destroys at midday." Now, Judy, I'm going to have you read the rest of this, because this is a verse that we're going to talk about today. And being the day after Valentine's Day, we're going to share another verse that I think is really appropriate. But this also talks about God's love, and it's a love that you've experienced. And on this Testimony Tuesday, you're going to share some of your faith journey. But how about you read the remainder of this Psalm 91 from verse 7 on?
1,000 may fall at your side and 10,000 at your right hand, but it shall not come near you. Only with your eyes shall you look and see the reward of the wicked, because you have made the Lord, who is my refuge, even the Most High, your dwelling place. No evil shall befall thee, nor shall any plague come near your dwelling. He shall give His angels charge over you to keep you in all your ways. In their hands they shall bear you up, lest you fall. You shall tread upon the lion and the cobra, the young lion and the serpent you shall trample underfoot, because you have set your love upon me.
Okay, start that one again, because that's one of the ones you really love. And in light of Valentine's Day yesterday, we're going to talk about some of God's love, but you really love this, verse 14.
Because He has set His love upon me, therefore I will deliver Him. I will set Him on high because He has known my name. He shall call upon me and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him with long life. I will satisfy him and show him my salvation.
Amen and amen. Thank you, Judy. And those of you that have tuned in to Mark and Friends for any period of time, or maybe for years, you know what kind of guest I love having. It's the reluctant guest. It's the person that's like, I'm not sure. I don't know what I would say. I'm not equipped to tell my story. I'm kind of terrified to be on the radio. Well, Judy falls into that camp, and I love that you are here, Judy. I know that your granddaughter, Caroline, also known as Cece, she's been praying you up. In fact, when you told her, pray for me, I'm going to be on the radio, and I'm not sure what I'm going to say. And Caroline, your granddaughter, said, "Oh, Grandma, you know how to talk about Jesus. You're going to do fine. You talk about Jesus all the time. That's all you have to do." Isn't that kind of what she was telling you?
Yes, she was adorable. She said, "You know God. You'll use the right words."
Yeah, so thank you, Judy, for being available. We're in the Springfield studios. I love coming to Springfield and meeting up with Tim and the staff here. And you've gotten to know Tim over the past 5 or 6 or so months. He says, yeah, when Judy stops by, she usually has not only a financial gift for the station, but she'll talk about how Christian radio ministers to her, and she'll talk about her kids or grandkids, and sometimes you'll bring some artwork or some other gifts. And he said, oh, Mark, you have to have Judy on sometimes. So with very short notice, you were able to be a part of Testimony Tuesday. So thank you for working it into your schedule and coming. And even though you were a bit reluctant, I said, you're going to be fine, because you love the Lord, correct?
Right. And it's an honor to be here, really. Thank you for letting me come.
Well, I knew right after meeting you, and I think we met some months back or at some point, because it seemed like I remember you giving me some gifts to hang up around the studio, some artwork or something you did. Maybe it was Proverbs 3, 5, and 6 or something. And so I remember that. But this was the first time that we really got to talk, and so I wrote a few different notes. But you've had a plethora of life experiences, different things that you've seen God at work. And so I thought on this Testimony Tuesday, before we get into this verse, I want you to talk about that experience being 6 years old. You know, you have your special ring on, you're in the water, you're in a lake. You were maybe aware of God, but he revealed himself in a unique way. And so I want you to tell that story and then take us through some of that faith journey at the early age of knowing God.
Well, first of all, it was Lake Springfield Christian Assembly. So it was like holy ground. Hmm. And my mother and I, after my father died, would spend summers. She would be the dean of girls, and we would stay there for several weeks. One day, we were by the lake, and I went in the water, and my ring, which was given to me by my grandfather, fell off at the lake. And so I was devastated, and I came up crying, and she sent Jenny Jones, a high school camper, to make me feel better and said, go show her where you dropped it. So I walked out into the lake with Jenny Jones and I said, I dropped it right here. And she reached down, picked it up, and in the first handful of mud was my ring. Mm-hmm. Meanwhile, in my heart and my head, I was saying, help, God, help. Let me find my ring. Because it was from my grandpa.
Right,
anyway, then I knew God heard. He had to have heard it. How else could I find a ring in the middle of muddy Lake Springfield?
Right, right. And you have said throughout your many years of walking with the Lord, in fact, I'm not going to give anyone your age over the air, but rumor has it in one more year you're going to be 80. So happy pre-80th birthday, and we're excited that God has taken you through many things throughout your life. But you were saying early on you saw him answer prayer, and throughout your whole life up until this point, you've seen him work in unique ways and answering prayers. And sometimes the prayers aren't exactly what we want him to answer them how we want, but we know his character and his goodness, and he always works through different situations and gives us oftentimes a way better answer than we would have even come up with our own limited knowledge.
True. He is an awesome God.
Well, we're about 8 minutes into the program. I should formally introduce you a little more. You're Judy Knoll. You live in Springfield. In fact, Springfield's been home to you for all these years, and I think home to your father and grandfather. So you're a Knoll, but Cormany is
was
your...
was my maiden name, and my grandfather had a farm here, and he was an elder at Westside Christian, and my grandma had a pump at her kitchen sink. Because after my father was killed, she wanted to, you know, put his name as well as also my other grandparents. They gave money to help build Westside Church years and years ago. Instead of having a new kitchen, she used the pump and washed the dishes in the country. But she loved the Lord.
I'm thinking that could be one of those rural memory stories on Wednesday when we have Rob Seenberg in and we talk about many of the old happenings and, you know, milk being delivered or pumping and outhouses and such. But you currently attend Southside Church, correct?
Yes.
So God has placed you and family members there growing. And I think you initially wanted to go there because of, what's it called, Bible Bowl. Bible Bowl.
And it was there for years. And my children, when they were in high school, they were all on Bible Bowl teams, which was a lot of fun, and they traveled to different churches and had competition. You know, you ring the buzzer if you know the answer. So it was very much fun.
So that's at Southside Church. And I know if I got you going with your five children and 12 grandchildren, they'd contain the rest of the program, just all the stories, because you've told me how much you love your different grandchildren and how some of your children with their Bible Bowl credentials, one was like 17th or 12th in the nation or in the Bible Bowls all around the area, and how those formative years have carried them with those scriptures still in their heart and mind, and how they've all married. Your five children are all married, and that's where you've gotten or derived your 12 grandchildren. Yeah, you were bragging up your kids and grandkids.
blessed beyond measure.
Yeah, blessed beyond measure. Now, you were telling me a number of different stories, and I don't know which one to begin with first, but I know your father was killed in World War II, as you mentioned, right after D-Day. He was on Patton's, like, Third Army, is that
yes.
how you were explaining it?
It was after D-Day, and he was in France, and they had taken, his company had taken a mountain, and then the enemy came in and started to come up the mountain, and they ran out of ammunition, so every person in his company was killed that day,
yeah,
September 23rd, and it was my grandmother's birthday, and they came to our door then later and told us, and, you know, it's just one of those moments nobody ever wants to have.
Yeah, you'd never forget. How old were you at this point?
I was 2. But okay. I can remember everything.
Sure.
God gave me memories that were amazing. And I can hear his laughter in my brain.
Right.
Somehow he put me in his army boots, and I can remember him clearly, the sound of his laughter.
Yeah, one of those gifts that only
yeah,
God
only
can,
God could yeah. orchestrate. And also I have a granddaughter born on his birthday.
Now, your mother remarried. And
yes.
so you were raised by a stepdad.
Who was a youth minister.
He's
and he
youth
was
minister.
A wonderful blessing to my children, too, growing up. He was wonderful.
Well, we talked about oftentimes when you share your faith, and that's one thing that you love to do. You say, I take many opportunities to share about Jesus because I love him and he's my Lord and Savior. And you and I talked about sometimes when you witness or share, because there are people that don't have a healthy father, a good image of who God is because their father was maybe abusive or a workaholic or never around or demanding or verbally abusive, you know, whatever they may know about dad or father, they can project onto God. And even a great example of a great father who is loving, there might have been times where you were disappointed or he failed to show up to maybe a dance or something that you were hoping that he'd be there. And so we can sometimes look at God, the Father, through the lens of our earthly fathers. But you've had good examples of fatherhood, and you've been able to see God in that light. So talk a little about that faith journey, because there's been some pain and suffering, and obviously when you lose your dad at 2 years old, there's a great loss. How did God help you grow through that to know that he's good?
I just always seem to feel his love, and I can't explain how, but I know that when I would kneel and pray, he would hear me. And we had a personal, like, relationship.
Yeah.
Once my grandpa actually was mowing the lawn also, and he came in and this was when I was like 10, he fell down and my grandma thought he had died, and so did, well, everyone did at the moment, but I went in and I knelt down where I always prayed under the picture of Jesus in the Garden of Gethsemane, and he got up. So. If he was dead, he came back to life,
he
lived another year.
Wow. And isn't it like God to use children's prayers oftentimes?
It's amazing what God can do.
Yeah, with a soft, receptive heart and somebody that believes in him. And I'm also thinking there are those of you that are tuned in today, maybe driving along, maybe unfamiliar with the program Mark and Friends or Christian Radio for that matter, and your dial somehow landed on one of our 19 frequencies, and you're like, this is an interesting conversation. They're talking about the sovereign God of the universe, yet they're also talking in terms of he can be known and he can be talked with, that he can be personal. And let me exhort you to wrestle with that idea. If you've never been taught that God loves you, that he cares, that he created you, that he sent his beloved son Jesus to bridge that gap, because all of us are sinners and fall short, and we want to serve this holy God, but we can't because we're sinners. We're flawed. We're broken. And so he sent Jesus to help redeem us, to really, literally die on the cross to take on our punishment so that we can have a relationship with him. And so on this Testimony Tuesday, we love talking about Jesus because he's the way that we can have this relationship, this personal relationship with God. And I also wanted to point out, because yesterday being Valentine's Day, there's probably oftentimes many broken hearts. People have lost their spouse or their loved ones. I talked last week about losing our dear friend Kathleen Jennings. John Jennings was our board, radio board chair for a number of years, and his beloved Kathleen, they were married 55 years, went to be with the Lord. So Valentine's Day was not a great day for him, and probably for many people that are either widowed or orphaned or without a good example of love in their lives. And so I wanted to share this other verse that you brought up that talks about God's love, because if you're not feeling it today, you can, because God is such a God. He's awesome. He's almighty. He's personal. He created you. He knows where you're hurt. He knows what you need to bring to him to talk it through, to have hope and have meaning in your life. And he's that good of a God that he can personalize a message, maybe through what's said and shared or through our programming today, to help you understand how valuable you are and how loved you are. But Judy picked out, she said, I also like that Ephesians 3 verse. So here's Ephesians 3, 17 through 19. So that Christ may dwell in your hearts, and I like that with the Valentine's experience still going on in many people's hearts, so that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith, and I pray that you, being rooted and established in love, and so this is Paul sharing to his co-laborers and those that have followed Jesus, so these are people that he's talking to, this Ephesians letter he's writing to a church. And I pray that you, being rooted and established in love, may have power together with all the saints. And here's the great part, everyone, listen up, to grasp how wide and long and high and deep is the love of Christ, and to know this love that surpasses knowledge, that you may be fitted to the measure of all the fullness of God. So in our closing few minutes, Judy, you've experienced God's love throughout your life. What would you say to somebody that's maybe wrestling with their identity or they don't feel loved? How would you convey God's love to them?
All you have to do is step into it. He's there, and he wants you to come to him. He wants to pour out his goodness throughout you, and he'll always love you no matter what.
Yeah, I think of that, James 4:8, draw near to God and he'll draw near to you. Some versions, come near to God and he'll come near to you. That's one of my favorite go-to verses with maybe a skeptic or somebody unfamiliar with God's love. I said, try him, test him. Even if you can't at this point in your life entertain that he exists and that he cares for you, well, challenge him. Just say, God, if you do exist, can you give me a sign or somehow help me know that you do care for me? I think when people can be open to that, even entertain the idea that maybe he's out there, you just haven't connected with him yet, I think he will in various ways reveal himself. And this could be the day of salvation for you where you really sense and feel God's love. And it usually will come when you understand who Jesus Christ is, because Jesus was God here on earth. He was Emmanuel, God with us.
Another thing, when you wish on stars, you can think, I don't have to tell my wishes to the stars when I can tell my wishes to the creator of the stars.
That's right.
I love that one.
Well, Judy, you were talking earlier about that relationship. It's personal. That's what's so incredible about the Christian experience. We have a God that's alive, that's caring, that created the whole universe so we can see his handiwork through the stars, through the creation, through animals, through plant life, through the oceans, through seeing mountains and looking at an individual and say, wow, how unique and different and special. They didn't just evolve through primordial slime over a period of years. God individually created every individual, every person with unique gifts and abilities. And so you've learned about that through your many years of following him, praying to him. And yet you've also had many other experiences where you've seen him answer your prayers. And Christian radio has been a big part of your life for many years. And you were telling me when JFK was assassinated many years ago, you were on that campus, you were driving around, and I think radio was used of God to have you stop and pray. Tell me a little about that story.
Right. It was funny because I was just driving past. There was a big cross on the right side of the road, like the one at Calvary here in Springfield. It was giant. And it was just like in moments, the announcer said, pull your car over because our president has just been assassinated, and everyone stop and pray for America. And we did. And there was soon a group of people, and we were holding hands and praying for America. It was awesome. I was in college.
And you said
Cincinnati.
That, and that was one of the many times that you were tuning into the radio, and you've been a faithful supporter and an encourager of the staff here
forever.
In Springfield, WLUJ, Family of Stations. And you say, Mark, all the time I tune in, it might be a preacher, it might be a devotional thought, it might be music that'll touch my heart or just remind me how great God is.
Right. And praise and worship in the middle of the night is wonderful.
Yeah.
If you wake up, you go right back peacefully to sleep.
Well, I used to say that to everyone. If you ever have trouble sleeping, we have no commercials. We'll put you back to sleep with soothing music and God-honoring lyrics that'll encourage you. So, yeah, we thank God for these 19 frequencies and how he's using it to his glory. And thank you, Judy, for sharing your story. And I know being a little reluctant, I think you did great. And it is God-honoring. And I'm sure there's many people that are blessed today. And I share that because you probably have a story to tell, too, that you might think, well, I'm not gifted or I'm not a spokesperson or I can't get up in front of people. Okay, I understand that. But share it with one person. Maybe share with a child or a close friend. Tell them your story. Your story is valid, it's personal, and it's unique, and God will use it. And that'll be what we'll be praying, Judy, for those tuned in today, that they'll have the courage to share their story with someone today.
Amen. Thank you so much, and
thank you, Judy.
Everyone who listens to WLUJ and all the other networks. Keep it going.
Amen. And all of God's people said amen. Thanks you for tuning in for Testimony Tuesday during Mark and Friends. And this program, if you missed a portion of it or can't get to the radio between 7:32 a.m. or the re-airing at 7:32 p.m., you can always stop by WLUJ.org, WLUJ.org, or greatnewsradio.org, and click on the Mark and Friends link, and you can listen anytime. And some of your grandkids throughout the country can tune in and listen, whether it's the live streaming that's accessible through our websites or the archive programs link, and we'll post a little picture of you on our Facebook, so we'll share you with our listeners. So thank you, Judy, for being available. That was Judy Knoll. She lives here in Springfield and serves many people along with her 12 grandchildren and 5 children, and they're all married, so I guess there's 10 there. So thank you, Judy, for being available.
Thank you very much. It was an honor to be here, and keep up the good work.
Amen. Well, thanks for listening. Thanks for being a part of our radio listening family. This is Mark Burns and Judy Knoll with the Ministry of Great News Media. God bless you, and have a great day and night.